With the third pick in the 2022 draft, the Houston Rockets select Jabari Smith Jr. from Auburn University.
Hey, Perk, you were right.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Tom, stand up.
What's good, family? Welcome to a Minor Hoops podcast, and welcome back to the summer series. Today, we're talking about the third overall pick, Jabari Smith, landing in Houston with the Rockets. I think this is a great pick, y'all. I think it's a great move.
I can't get mad at this pick at all. I thought him landing first of all, we all thought he was going to go number one. That was all the reports. But him landing with the Rockets,
it was all the reports until
30 minutes before.
No. It was like Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, I started seeing stuff Tuesday. It was like,
bro, the day of, I saw Woj say, and I'm a trust in Woj. So when
I'm losing a tad bit of trust in Woj. I've been on the Shams band.
You been cheating on Woj and Shams? Wow. I ain't mad, bro.
Shams won last.
He definitely had more of the leagues.
He was cooking, bro. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think somewhere Orlando was always in their bag of mind, so we're going to take Paolo, but they just had everyone on this like string.
Yeah. I don't know why. But
I'm not mad at this. I think Houston is the right spot for him.
No, facts. I think he can really get busy there. Like I mentioned earlier, it's weird when we talk about like pro comparisons because my best comparison for somebody like Jabari is somebody who just left Houston in Christian Wood. And I'm not saying he's going to top out at Christian Wood. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that's kind of like the floor for this kid going in to the league. And no disrespect to Christian Wood, you know, worked his behind off to get to where he was or to where he is, and he's still getting better. But this kid, man, the way he just can shoot the leather off the ball, I think he shot like 42.5% from Trey. Yeah. Averaged like, 17, 18 points a game. I believe he was just offensively, he was able to take in all those situations. Defensively, he was able to defend the rim. He moved really well on the fast breaks. Yep. He wasn't soft in terms of going towards the paint and trying to get the rebounds.
Contact.
Yep, getting contact. He had some back to the basket game. I saw some switches where it didn't look like he was lost. It was like, oh no, I have this smaller. I'm gonna shoot right over him, or I'm gonna go off of the back shoulder. So it's really good. I will say he reminds me of like Michael Porter Jr. with less boogie, just a little less in terms of like just creating off of the dribble.
Yeah.
But, you know, being 6'10", long arm, high release points off your jump shots, like nobody's touching it. I've seen him hit and one threes throughout the year, which is crazy. And they're not touching nets, so he's able to get the shot up against anybody. He has all the tools to have gone number one. Like, I can make that argument, of course, but I'm really excited that he did land in Houston, actually, though.
You want to go, Lee?
If you want to go ahead, then I'll start, yeah.
So, I know everyone's saying Paolo Banchero is the best player in the draft.
Not everybody.
I take that back. Yeah,
it's pretty split.
Some people say Chet is.
Jabari was
the more I watch him, the more I'm like, this is the guy.
It's talent. It's talent.
This
man.
Is the guy. And I have a bias towards guys like Jabari Smith and Michael Porter Jr. and Kevin Durant. Like, it's a strong bias.
I got
when
it
you're
too.
6'9", 6'10", and you can
and
move
get the
like
ratchet.
That,
yep.
Like, come on, bro. And once again, that's a dog, bro. That's a dog attacking the rim. Like, he is not afraid of contact. He isn't afraid to mix it up inside. He'll roll to the basket as we're watching.
No, I've seen him finish with both hands. Like, he's skilled.
Like, put him anywhere on the court, he can put it in the bucket.
He's skilled. He's skilled.
That's what I want on my team 9 times out of 10.
I'm not mad at you for saying this.
That's what I want. So
he's the one I really don't have any kind of
negatives
to push at. You know what I mean?
I don't have a gripe with
it. It's like, I get it, and I think he might not have the highest of upsides if we're talking about the other two. But what is
speak
his
for yourself,
like I said, bro. I said his downside is his floor is Christian Wood. Like, from there on out, this guy's gonna be a star. He has all the tools to be 20 and 10.
Yeah.
He's a guy, and I remember the first time I actually remember seeing Jabari Smith was actually 2 summers ago, 2019, coaching 16U with Team Loaded. We go down to like the Adidas finale in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Celtics, they win Adidas 16U that year with some crazy long, like, stretch four kid playing the five. It's Jabari Smith. Mm. So it's funny in terms of when I'm watching his progression from when I first heard about him to now, the difference between him and Paolo is Paolo was, like, a top kid in the country from, like, the moment he came into high school.
Yep. Yep.
Top kid in the country. Of course, finished up being, like, number one. But Jabari finished up top in the rankings as well. But his was more of a – he came around, ended that 16U year. But mind you, in the AAU realm, the best kids, if you're a sophomore, you're normally playing 17s. Yeah. Okay. So Paolo was going to be getting more eyes at that point already. The 17U year for him, because him, Chet, and Paolo, all three 2021, class of 2021, freshmen this year, they didn't get to play 17U AAU because that's when the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. So, like, we only knew at that time really of Chet and Paolo, and it was known that, like, Jabari was coming around and getting to this point. And then we see what he does at Auburn. I say all that to say what has me intrigued about Jabari is he still, I think he's tapping into all of his tools much later than the average guy who goes this high. They're normally, if you're a top three pick, you're normally that dude from eighth, ninth grade on. There's that story here and there, the dude who's the late bloomer and gets to this height. But, like, more than anything, I think because he's still so new to, like, oh my goodness, I can do all of this on the floor, as opposed to I've just been this guy for years. Yeah. I still think he has so much more to go, and I think that's great for Houston because, I mean, Jalen Green started to show some promise towards the end of the year.
The end of the year, he was giving out 30s left and right.
Yeah, so, and like you said, this is a perfect replacement for Christian Wood from a frame-wise, body size. Like, they have some good pieces.
Play style.
Yeah, they have some good pieces, and what I like about him is he could progress into that best guy. I don't think he will, but I think he could, like Paolo, be a solid 2-3.
And I think that's honestly something that's great to have right next to a guy like Jalen Green, who is going to try to command more of that superstar number one go-to guy spot. So what I liked about this is kind of show direction from Houston as well. Mm-hmm. From the players they got, we're going to buy into the star talent that we have. And, of course, you're going to do that when – you know, Jalen Green was the number two pick, and then you got the number three pick. You're going to try to formulate something. But the fact that it's working out as well as it is, as early as it is on paper, I'm really excited about. So I'm actually, like, Houston is one of the teams I'm super excited about to see in the G League.
And it's
the Summer League, excuse me.
And I think another reason, I was just actually looking at a stat right here. I think one reason why I think Houston is going to be happy with Jabari as well is, in the event, the difference between him and Paolo, I think for Paolo's draft placement to be worth it, there's a level of, like, he needs to give them something with the ball in his hands. Like, Paolo, we took you one. So, like, at some point, we should be able to give you this basketball.
The game has to be on
and you
your
give
shoulders,
us a bucket.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're our best guy, but, like, even there are nights where you're number two. Paul George took us to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think
there was a couple plays where Andrew Wiggins knocked down some key
shots. Where
Chris Middleton.
Yeah, won games for the Bucks when Giannis hasn't been out.
And I say that to say, I think for the fact that Jabari is a better spot up, I just saw a stat. He shot on unguarded catch and shoot jumpers, meaning you're wide open, somebody swings your team, you just shoot. Mind you, it was only 23 attempts, so not really one a game, but he's the best dude on the floor.
But he's not going to get him a lot.
With that less than one attempt a game, basically 23 attempts over the season, shot 65%. So I think what Houston was probably thinking was, we know we have a guy than Jalen Green. I think Jalen Green will go on to be better than both Cole Anthony and Jalen Suggs, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, we got our guy, and we got KPJ. So we got our guys that, like, we need to put the ball in their hands and they can get us something.
Fair.
Jabari will help us, even if he doesn't grow to that, give me the ball, I'll get us a bucket. He can spot up and shoot.
Yep.
I think better at a clip than what if Paolo does not become that guy of.
Oh,
if,
he's definitely going to shoot way better than Paolo.
Yeah, and I think if Paolo's not that, I'm going to go get a bucket. I would like, if I just had to get a tall spot up shooter, I'd rather be Jabari. And what I was telling everybody, ESPN tried to throw around the Kevin Durant thing because everybody who's 6'10 and above in the draft, that guy,
he's Kevin Durant.
He's not that, but the guy that I continue to see he's going to grow into, I tell everybody, Rashard Lewis when the Magic went to the finals. 6'9, but able to stretch the floor because that's why Dwight was able to have all of that room. Yeah. If Rashard could not stretch the floor, we're now trying to play the Lakers and Boston and Cleveland with two bigs. And Dwight Howard's not going to be able to score the same if there's another dude on the other side of the block.
I agree with that.
It's a great pick for Houston, though.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely a fan of him. I think agree in terms of he doesn't have to be that guy, or it's not projected for him to be that guy.
But you think he's that guy?
I think he's that guy.
I'm fine with that statement.
I think he's that guy. And I'm. This is not a shot at Jalen Green. It's not a shot at Kevin
Porter. No, this is a big up to him.
Because I think they still can be very talented scorers, and they could be very aggressive in terms of how they go about playing that game. But when we start watching offenses, defenses try to guard them, it's going to be completely different because we've seen how we're going to cancel you out. You're going to cancel you out, Jason Tatum. We're going to cancel you out, Jaylen Brown. All right, there's a third guy he's not necessarily as explosive as I am. He's not necessarily as fast as I am, or he can't handle the balls, but he can put it in the basket from 15 feet out consistently and beat up whoever your third best defender is.
Yeah.
And so now you have to make decisions. Going back to what you said about Boston. Boston should have, and you know, we ain't even on the finals anymore, but Boston should have definitely did more Duncans with Robert Horford Williams and Al Horford.
They should have killed them.
They should have destroyed them. Discipline got them away
especially
from that.
Especially both of them are hooping.
Exactly. The lack of discipline got them away from that. And the series would have been a complete difference. And would have went seven. It would have been tighter. Would have had a whole different situation possibly.
If they
were more aggressive and disciplined on that.
Yeah.
Now you got a guy like Jabari who can, much like Al Horford, step outside, knock down a three. He's comfortable with it. And if you let him shoot enough, mm-hmm. Oh, man, now he hit 6-7 in a row. He's your leading scorer. Or I could take a mismatch down to the post and give him work.
Right.
And whoever that defender is now in hell with me. And I think that is the beautiful part about Jabari. And so, and he's also a guy who's comfortable putting the ball on the floor. Once again, as y'all mentioned with the other guys we've watched, Chet Holmgren, Paolo. If you haven't seen those videos, go check out those. I'm a huge fan of this dude.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan. The more I watch, the more I'm like, you know what, that's a star.
And I think what Houston is also going to be trying to do long term is their head coach is Steven Silas,
yes.
who was with Dallas yes. during the bubble. So he saw like what the team started to look like when they were starting to build around Luka, when Luka first got in the playoffs. I think he actually maybe even coached a game in one of those Clippers-Mavericks series.
Yeah, in
that bubble. Because I think something was going on with Rick Carlisle. It may have been COVID or something. But I remember him coaching a game. Or I think Rick Carlisle may have actually got thrown out one game. But basically, I think he's seeing like, okay, like, Jalen, if Jalen Green were to be my Luka Doncic, like, what other pieces do I need to put around Jalen Green? Mm-hmm. And one thing Dallas had that makes Luka so special is the amount of shooting and spacing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, there's nobody that we have that's getting in the way of Luka being able to drive.
So much space to operate.
And they make the court so wide. So, yes, like, Dallas is realizing that, okay, we can find a five whenever we need to. Because, I mean, Silas was there when they had Kristaps, and it's not like he was sitting in the dunker spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
He was a stretch. So I think with this pick, it's like, okay, we'll find a five whenever. Because one thing about between Houston, OKC, and Orlando, if a free agent had to pick a spot one year, it's going to be Houston before
them.
So they're like, we could get a five.
That's new free agency somehow.
Some way, somehow. You know what I'm saying? We can get that. But this was a great piece because you're going to find – you can find just seven-footers that are going to screen and dive more on the block more often than a true skilled stretch four that's going to be two-way for you.
Yeah. I agree.
No, 100%.
We'll see, though. We'll see. Y'all let us know what y'all think about Jabari Smith. Leave y'all comments below what y'all think he's going to average, how good of a fit y'all believe he is, how developed. Is he a superstar in the making or not? We appreciate y'all. Like the video, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. 5 stars, 4 stars if you're listening on audio platform. Anything below that, you can keep that. Because like my mama say, you got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. And as always, eat, sleep, breathe the game. Be safe. We out.